Life or Death, Detective Zach Boating, Book 3, written by Chris Merritt and read by Damian Lynch.
Prologue. The gunshot stops him dead. Its echo dissipates quickly, but the ringing left behind continues. A piercing monotone, blocking out all sound, consuming the silence. The smell of gunpowder drifts across the large, open room. He knows the pain of being shot. Shocking, insistent heat, like a flame on your skin, coupled with unbearable pressure. But that feeling doesn't come. Seconds later, he realizes he wasn't hit. Assumes it was a deliberate miss, a warning shot. Guesses that if he runs any further, the next one will be for real. A bullet to the leg, probably. Not a kill shot, though. Not yet. That would defeat the purpose of bringing him here. Defeat the purpose of using the most precious thing in his life to get him to this exact place at this exact time. He thinks he knows the reason he's here now. Detective Inspector Zachariah Boateng can't see the person who fired from the darkness. But he knows there's someone in the shadows. And the ear-splitting volume of the gunshot tells him this person isn't far away. He steadies his breathing, lets his eyes adjust. The blackness appears to part, and, peering into it, he can just make out a human form. The shape, the outside of this figure, is about all that's recognizably human. What's inside is not. The mind, the motivation, the emotion, or lack of it, belong to some other species. In the Met Police, they call these people meat-eaters. Predators who base a life on exploiting others. They like to use violence to get what they want. Boateng isn't one of them, but given the slightest chance, he'd kill this assailant with his bare hands. He knows who it is before the shooter steps forward and the light picks out those familiar features. And he acknowledges, with a stab of guilt, he's brought this on himself. On his family. On his colleagues. On everyone and everything that matters. As the figure advances, these thoughts vanish. The pistol's muzzle is suddenly at his eye level. Then a new possibility dawns on him. Maybe there is no purpose. Maybe there won't be any explanation. Maybe there's just a kill shot. 8 days earlier. Chapter 1. Monday, the 20th of August, 2018. The scream woke Zach Boateng from a light sleep. He stared into the gloom. The cry came once more, anguished, tormented, making him wince. It was the sound of visceral pain, and it was coming from his garden. In his state of semi-consciousness, it took a moment before he knew what was happening. Bloody urban foxes. Zach lay in bed listening to the London night. A siren rose and fell somewhere in the distance. He wondered which of his colleagues were out there, what they were responding to at 1 a.m. Serious violence or simply neighbours arguing over a stereo playing too loudly? In this city, either possibility was just as likely. Next to him, his wife Etta was breathing with the steady rhythm of deep slumber, something which had eluded Zach for some time. He had just closed his eyes again in the hope of drifting off when he heard the noise. A dull, heavy thud from downstairs. He tensed, a little stab of adrenaline rippling through his belly, making his hands tingle. He glanced across at Etta. She hadn't stirred. Again, scrape. Thud. He wasn't imagining it. Zach exhaled slowly. Think. If they were being burgled, the safest thing to do was stay up here. Let the guy get on with it, take the PlayStation, iPad, and whatever else he could carry and leave. They had insurance for exactly this situation. Unless the intruder was crazy or high, he wouldn't risk coming upstairs to look for jewelry. Best stay put.